Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Family, welcome. Welcome back. Well, actually, you guys are probably saying welcome back to us. We had a little dip in the action from last week. We played a replay, and the week before that, we were cut short by the system. So we've been going through a few changes, but hallelujah, everything is back and rolling. So we're happy to be back. This is the Elder Show, and we are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation. And before I go any further, I'll introduce ourselves. I am Elder Yaliah, and my trusted partner and brother, Elder Yahil, is on the line with us also. Hallelujah, Elder. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So tonight, we have a good subject tonight. Now, we're probably not going to make a lot of friends, but thanks be to Yahuwah, we're not on the broadcast to make friends. Hallelujah. That's not why he commissioned us to go live on the air in the first place. Hallelujah. So not making friends and maybe making enemies, that's par for the course. So, but just we're asking the family, we're asking the remnant, those who are called to the heavenly family, to stick with us tonight. This is a little controversial, but what's new? Anytime you're dealing in truth, it's going to be labeled as controversial. So tonight's broadcast, what are we talking about? Well, we have a title. Tonight's broadcast, the title for it is Message to the Vaccinated. And in today's climate, we don't even have to try to scratch our head and know what we mean by vaccinated. If I have to go any further to describe what vaccinated is, you must have been living under a rock for the last year and a half, almost 2 years. So tonight's title again is Message to the Vaccinated. To the Vaccinated. That message is repent. Whoa. Okay, I told you it's going to be controversial. Repent. The door of the ark is closing. Okay. I'm going to go through the full title once again. Message to the Vaccinated. Repent. For the door of the ark is closing. And brothers and sisters, it's closing fast. So we have a scripture. We have a scripture reading. And that scripture reading is going to be found in 2 Peter. And 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. So we're going to go to it. Of course, we're going to read it out the King James Version. That's the one that everybody carries with them to church. We're not churchgoers, but we know a lot of people out there are. So we're going to stick with the old trusted King James. In 2 Peter 3 and 9, it reads as follows. For Yahuwah is not slack, or slow, you could say. For Yahuwah is not slack concerning his promise, as some men may count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all, listen here, should come to repentance. You hear that? Yahuwah is not slack, he's not slow concerning his promise, as some of you may count slackness, but he is long-suffering to us, to mankind, not willing that any should perish. He doesn't want any to be lost. We know many are. He told us, wide is the path, broad is the road that leads to destruction, that leads to hellfire. And he said, not a few, but he said, many there shall be that go in. But conversely, he says, straight is the way, narrow is the road that leads to eternal life, that leads to the kingdom. And he didn't say many shall go therein. He said, and few shall go therein. So, but with that said, his heart, he's showing us his heart, showing us the heart of the Most High. He said he's not slack concerning his promise. He's not going slow on purpose, but here is his purpose. He says he's long-suffering. The long-suffering is one of the fruits of the Spirit. He's long-suffering. Why? Because he's not willing that any should perish. His heart's desire is that none should perish. but that all should come to repentance. Okay, so throughout the night, throughout the course of this program, remember, the key word is repent. Repent. I know we just read the word repentance in 2 Peter, but the root word for repentance is repent, as in turn from their wicked ways. When we talk about repenting, we're talking about one turning. We're talking about one doing a full 180, not a 360. 360, you're just going to start back off with the same direction you was going. No, we want happening. We want you to go a 180. If you were going north, turn around, go south. If you were going west, turn around, go east. We need to do a full 180. Second Chronicles capsulizes that. It says, turn from your wicked ways. And you, I know you might say, what do we have to repent for? Many who are vaccinated may be listening to this program before they turned it off. You may say, what do we have to repent for or repent of? Well, we're glad you asked. We're going to delve into that in a few minutes. But before we do that, first we want to recap and close out, so to speak, the subject from 2 weeks ago entitled, They Want Us All. They Want Us All. Like I said from the top of the show, we've had a few difficulties. The show was cut a couple of weeks ago, and we played one of our replays, our archive shows last week. So we're back live, and like we haven't been live in basically 3 weeks. So that show, we're not going to do the whole show that subject. Hopefully, I think about 35 minutes, if I'm correct, of that show played. So we're just going to put a recap on it and summarize it and close it out. We don't want to leave nothing undone. Very shortly, it was entitled, They Want Us All. And if you guys had a chance to listen to the beginning of that show, we know all includes our babies. Yes. Yes, our babies. The latest update is they're now going after, and this is past tense. They've been doing this. They're now going after their testing, beta testing, the age groups from 6 months old, like they have a choice. Infant 6 months old have nothing to say. Even our children, 5 and 10 and 11, they really don't have a choice. I mean, they're totally still at that age dependent on their parents or guardians. But these devils are going down to the age group of 6 months old to 4 years old, babies. We call them damnable demons. They're going down to that age group. And also the next one they're testing, well, simultaneously they're testing also the age group of 5 to 11. You say, well, they stop there? No, they don't stop there, because from the next age group, from 12 to 16, well, they already look at them as adults. They're already giving them the full jab. So it's a demonic thing. These damnable demons, they want us all. They really want us all. Again, tonight's show is to the unvaccinated, message to the unvaccinated, repent, the door of the ark is closing. But we're going to play a couple of clips that's going to just help us close out the unfinished portion of our last live broadcast, which was entitled, They Want Us All. So you get a two-for-one tonight. This first one is probably not going to go any more than 10 minutes, and then we're going to just really go into our current subject matter. Message to the unvaccinated. But before I do, we're going to play a couple of clips that's going to help us. Matter of fact, clips are coming, but I'm going to read. We're going to read here. We're going to read here a clip. I mean, we're going to read an article from the Pfizer press conference. This is from, this is, it, of course, is biased. This is from Pfizer.com. So this is like the hen, the fox guarding the hen house. So we're going to read the test that they're doing from these two age groups that we spoke of. They say Pfizer, and again, this is from Pfizer.com. Pfizer and BioNTech announced positive, of course, this is biased, positive top-line results from pivotal trial of COVID-19 vaccine in children 5 to 11 years old. Okay, and I'll read the first paragraph. New York and Mainz, Germany. I guess Pfizer is at least it started out as a German company. But it says, today, Pfizer today announced results from a phase 2-3 trial showing favorable safety profile and robust neutralizing antibody responses in children 5 to 11 years of age using a two-dose regimen of 10 milligrams administered 21 days apart. So they're giving them a double vax too. And if this goes any further, I'm sure they're going to be giving them boosters just like they're doing the adults. A smaller dose than the 30 milligrams dose used for people 12 and older. See, like I said, we're the ones 12 and to 16, they're looking at them as adults. It says the antibody responses in the participants given 10 milligram doses were comparable to those recorded in a previous Pfizer-BioNTech study in people 16 to 25 years of age, immunized with 30 milligram doses. The 10 milligram dose was carefully selected as the preferred dose for safety, tolerability, and immunogenicity in children 5 to 11 years of age. These are the first results from a pivotal trial of COVID-19 vaccine in this age group. Okay, just two more paragraphs and I'll speed up the reading and we'll get right to the video. It says, over the past 9 months, hundreds of millions of people ages 12 and older, they don't even call them children anymore, it's because people ages 12 and older from around the world have received our COVID-19 vaccine. We are eager to extend the protection afforded by the vaccine to this younger population, subject to regulatory authorization, especially as we track the spread of the Delta variant and the substantial threat it poses to children, said Albert Bourla, chairman and chief executive officer of Pfizer. Since July, pediatric cases, that's about young kids, of COVID-19 has risen by about 240% in the U.S. Take anything they're saying with a grain of salt. And let's just say if that number of COVID infections were anywhere near accurate, it still wouldn't be a big deal. This it is common knowledge that the so-called virus doesn't even affect kids in a harmful way. Most of the children who they say have had this thing have had asymptomatic results. That means that unless they were tested, the children themselves couldn't even detect that they had anything. So the kids are going around not even knowing that they had anything. And if you're going to believe all the numbers from these companies, this is Pfizer, given Pfizer's numbers, that says a little about you, your gullibility, if you're going to believe these numbers. But the children have not been having severe outcomes to this COVID, hardly any hospitalizations or any deaths. But flip side of that, they have been having very severe reactions to the vaccine. Now, yeah, I know you don't see it on CNN, but look, go a few layers into the onion. Don't just go on the surface. The surface is CNN, MSNBC, Fox, the like. go a couple of layers under that and dig. Do your due diligence. You know, the scripture says, study to show thyself approved. Well, that principle should apply to all the things that you're researching, that you're investigating. Go a little deeper. You'll find all kind of problems this vaccine is having for our young, for our youth, for our kids, and now for our babies. My goodness. Heart issues, especially in young men, 12 to 16, or even older, 18, 19. Myocarditis and just all blood clots and arrhythmias, all kind of heart attacks, you know. Myocardial infarction, that's the technical word for heart. All of this has happened to young, strong, healthy people, youth. But you won't see that in the first few layers of those onions, the CNNs and MSNBCs. These trials results, these trial results provide a strong foundation for seeking authorization of our vaccine for children 5 to 11 years old. And we plan to submit them to the FDA and other regulatory with urgency. And you say, well, I thought you said it's coming after six months. Okay, listen to this. The data summarized from this phase 2-3 study, which is enrolling children 6 months to 11 years of age. You see that? Went all the way down from 6 months to 11. So that covers all the ages because, you know, they already got the 12 year to 16. From 6 months to 11 years of age was for 2,268 participants who were 5 to 11 years of age and received a 10 milligram dose. Okay, so this is where we are in the world. This is where we are, our babies. Now, I'm going to just read one more sentence. I'm not going to read a whole paragraph, just to summarize this Pfizer report. A request to the EMA, let's see, try to see where that stands for, the EMA. Yeah, we'll come back to that. A request to the EMA to update the EU conditional marketing authorization is also planned. Top line readouts for the other two age cohorts from the trial, children 2 to 5 years of age, and listen to this, and children 6 months to 2 years of age, so they broke it down, subdivided it, instead of just saying 6 months to 6 years of age, they broke it down to children 2 to 5 years of age, and then children 6 months to 2 years of age are expected as soon as the fourth quarter of this year. Okay, that covers just about all the age groups. It covers infant. Some of them aren't even, are barely learning how to crawl 6 months. Some may not know how to crawl 6 months. Still breastfeeding, you know, with their mom. 6 months, an infant, a baby. They got them all. They got them all. They got us all now. All age groups, from 6 months to 100. They want us all. This thing is so wicked. It's so wicked, family. I don't know what to say. It's just demonic. So we're going to play these two videos, and then we're going to go. We're going to close this section out, and we're going to go into our main topic for tonight, which is a message to the vaccinated. Repent, the door of the ark is closing. Okay, so I'm going to plug this in, and we're going to, the first video is going to be, let's see, this is going to show, this is about 2 minutes, it's going to talk about the children. Millions, tens of millions of children are scheduled to be vaccinated. So stay with us. This is going to be a sad clip, but stay with us. It's rather sharp. Here we go. Now you're going to hear a pause because I'm going to lead out the the ads. I don't need to feed these greedy companies, so I'm going to delete out the ads. And the next thing you hear, you'll hear the clip itself.
Alberto and I don't fit into those.
It's the FDA and CDC authorized Pfizer's COVID vaccine for children 5 to 11 years old. Some 28 million kids nationwide would immediately qualify. But the logistical rollout won't be easy. So this morning, the White House now unveiling its multi-pronged plan to quickly protect one of the most vulnerable populations.
Everybody come back to the rug.
Using trusted sites like schools and community centers, many families will have easy access to the free vaccine. A smaller dose than the one taken by adults and given at most pharmacies, the White House says it'll prepackage easy-to-distribute vials so supply can easily meet sudden demand.
Well, children certainly less than 18 account for about 20% of the population, so children are important to create herd immunity.
The two-dose regimen given 3 weeks apart could be fast-tracked with the help of over 25,000 doctor's offices, 100-plus hospitals, and tens of thousands of pharmacies nationwide, all standing by at the ready. Targeting rural communities as well as big cities, the White House will need help from local jurisdictions, including an army of vaccinators. And it comes at a critical time.
We know that when the virus first came into the United States, children accounted for less than 3% of cases. Now they account for 27% of cases. We'll have 200,000 cases of disease in children a week, or 250,000 cases a week.
Just as cold weather states brace for a rise in COVID cases because more Americans are gathering and spreading the virus indoors, vaccination mandates still face protests. And now one high-profile reversal, Southwest scrapping its plan to put unvaccinated employees on paid leave as a federal deadline in December looms. Even as the most vulnerable wait to get vaccinated, many are pushing back. Some parents are among the group saying they won't inoculate. This morning, the push to protect and the fight against it.
To encourage parents of younger children to vaccinate, the White House is pointing out that millions of 12 to 17-year-olds have been fully vaccinated safely. They say those inoculated are 10 times less likely to be hospitalized. Savannah.
All right, Miguel, thank you.
Hey, thanks for watching our YouTube channel. Find your favorite recipe.
More propaganda, but there was a bit of truth in that. The truth part was, I hate to use truth with these devils, is that is their full intention, to vaccinate these children. Of course, everything else is a lie about saying how safe it is. The VAERS reporting system, you will never get accurate information on that. They've already had whistleblowers in the CDC and the like, and most of their testimonies have never reached the light of day as far as mainstream media. But these whistleblowers, they're reporting that not even 10%, some goes as low as 1%, but many have said not even 10% of the true numbers of what they call adverse reactions are being reported by VAERS. In other words, what the VAERS system, V-E-A-R-S or V-A-E-R-S, emergency reporting system, what they report to the public, so what these whistleblowers are saying, not even 10%, and some say as low as 1%, is not getting to the public. In other words, they're just reporting, it could be anywhere from 10 times to 100 times more numbers, more adverse numbers than has been reported to the public. So the whole thing is a scam. I mean, it's a demonic plot. You know, plandemic is too nice of a word. It's a demonic plot to deceive and utterly reduce, drastically reduce, the Earth's population. We're going to show one more video. And this one here is a little bit longer, but it's more extreme. When we show videos like the one we're about to show, don't look at your present situation in your country, like your neck of the woods, because this one here is in Austria, not Australia, but Austria in Europe. And they are enacting extreme measures against the unvaccinated. But don't think that this is not coming to a theater near you, to a neighborhood near you. This is like a rolling, you know, it's like a tidal wave. Yes, people are looking at the country of Australia and the problems they're having. Continue lockdown all year long, at least for the unvaccinated. And they said, my goodness, we would never put up with that here in the United States. And maybe the people in the UK are saying the same. No, it's coming to a neighborhood near you. So be forewarned. When you hear this, don't detach yourself. Just look at this and say, they're coming our way. You got to prepare your hearts and minds to know what are you going to do about it. First thing you should do is get on your knees, because your only protection is in the Most High. I mean, I believe in gun rights. I know Elder does also. I'm sure he don't mind me saying that. Hey, it's the Second Amendment, that's great. But you could have a million guns in your arsenal, and that will still not be enough to stop these devils' plans. The only protection you and I have is in the Most High, Yahuwah. And of course, we're going to read Psalm 91. That's it. That's our insurance plan. That's our policy. That's the terms of our agreement for protection and safety through turmoil. But with no further ado, we're going to go ahead and play this. What's happening in the country of Austria? I believe that's in Eastern Europe. Been a long time since I had geography class. But here we go. This is Austria's pandemic of the unprotected. Again, I'm going to you're going to hear silence. I'm going to try to block out these ads here. Here we go.
Austria is warning people unvaccinated against COVID-19 that they could be put into lockdown if hospital intensive care units come under too much strain. Those who have received their shots or recovered from the virus will be exempt from any new lockdown. The country's chancellor warned of a pandemic of the unprotected as infection numbers in Austria rise. Around 62% of eligible people have been fully vaccinated, but the campaign has stalled. After a crisis meeting, Chancellor Alexander Schallenberg said he hopes the plan will send a message.
I would like to emphasize very clearly, the decisions taken today, the further steps, have no, I emphasize, no effect on the vaccinated, on the people who are protected. We are therefore continuing the course the federal government embarked upon in the summer. There is no doubt there will be no lockdown for protected, vaccinated people.
For more on this now, I'm going to be talking to Carrie Skyring, a freelance journalist in Vienna. Carrie, these measures set up a clear division of Austrian society. How's the public reacting?
Well, of course, those who are vaccinated and believe in vaccination are favoring this greatly. those who, for some reason, do not want to be vaccinated will be protesting. There have been protests in the past year, and one can see that that will increase in the future. But what seems to have happened is that at around the 70% double vaccinated mark, that seems to have stalled, and the government seems to believe there's about 30% who really don't want to be vaccinated or for some reason haven't been vaccinated, and they really want to push this vaccination level up. It will be, as you intimated there, rather divisive.
I wonder whether you've answered my second question. I just want to be very clear about this. Why is the government relying on such tough, potentially unpopular measures rather than promoting vaccination more?
It has promoted vaccination, from where I'm standing, reasonably well. And the information they're getting is that that's not working, with the around 30%, up to 30% of the population who simply don't believe in being vaccinated. So they have to get tough, is the message that was given in that press conference yesterday that you've referred to. And getting tough means basically those not vaccinated will go into lockdown. Now, this is going to be really difficult because in a household, you will have some people leaving that household who are vaccinated and others unvaccinated in that household who will not be able to leave except in the usual circumstances, such as for medical appointments or to obtain essential supplies or exercise. So they will be going back to the old circumstances of lockdown at a certain point when the number of intensive beds reaches a certain number that are occupied, reaches a certain number.
It sounds very much like you're saying the government feels it has no other choice at this point. How bad is the corona situation in the hospitals in particular?
At the moment, it's manageable, but it's rapidly approaching the point where there will be serious difficulties treating other patients apart from the coronavirus patients. And they've actually set this out in a number of steps. When the number of occupied beds reaches 30%, for instance, that's around 600 of the intensive care beds in Austria, then that final measure of the lockdown for the unvaccinated will come into play. And apart from that, I think what the government has done is locked itself into a bit of a position here. Some time ago, the previous Chancellor, Kurz, promised that there would be no more lockdowns for the vaccinated. So they're really following up on that promise because the numbers are rising in a concerning way. Austria is probably twice as many infections per head of population as Germany at the moment. The rolling seven-day number is about 230, more than twice Germany's infection rate.
Understood. That's a journalist, Kerry Skyring. Many, many thanks. Many countries in Eastern Europe are already dealing with overcrowded hospitals because of the coronavirus. New infections and deaths in Ukraine are the highest they've been since the beginning of the pandemic. A low vaccination rate means the population remains especially vulnerable to severe infections, and the government has been forced to introduce new restrictions on public life in response.
Trying to console another gravely ill patient. People suffering from COVID's Delta variant have practically filled this hospital west of Kyiv. Doctors expect even more cases, and they know why. The severity of the course of the disease is certainly higher, and it's more aggressive than last year. Unfortunately, the patients in our department are not vaccinated. Only 15% of Ukrainians are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus, one of Europe's lowest rates. After experiencing the disease, some people here say they should have acted differently. People need to get into their heads that they need to take care of themselves and get vaccinated because it's really scary. I didn't believe it either. As new cases and deaths from the disease reach new heights in Ukraine, more people are getting their coronavirus shots, but not all have come voluntarily. Since it's become compulsory, we have no choice, otherwise we wouldn't. Ukraine now requires many state employees, including teachers, to be vaccinated against the virus. And to ride public transport, people now have to be either vaccinated or tested before traveling. But again, resentment against the measures is widespread. It should be a person's choice to get vaccinated. According to the Constitution, we have the right to choose, don't we? So my attitude is entirely negative. To get around the restrictions, many Ukrainians have been buying fake vaccination documents. Yet another problem for a country already struggling with the pandemic.
There you have it. A war on the unvaccinated. A war on the unvaccinated. So the first one we saw was very sad. Well, both of them were very sad. The first one, what made it a little worse, was innocent children, babies, were involved. But like I said, it doesn't really matter if it's 6 months or 12 years old. These children, including babies, are totally dependent upon their caregivers, upon their parents, upon their legal guardians. And some of them, unfortunately, may be in foster systems or whatever. But still, even then, they're dependent upon their legal guardians, their caregivers. So they don't really have a choice in this matter. I mean, the parents or the authorities could just take them into the facilities and just roll up their sleeves and give them the jab. And that's pretty much what's been happening, especially with the 12 years and up with these middle schoolers and high schoolers. And now they're going to have the ages 11 all the way down to 6 months. So you see what's going on also in various countries. Australia has been very popular over the last month or so. They've been in a constant lockdown. They can't even go a few feet from their house. I don't even know if they could go to the front of the house to look in their mailbox. But it's really harsh in Australia. But it looks like it's going to be that way, or if not even worse, in the country of Austria, Eastern Europe, I think. So it's just like a slow tidal wave. It's coming to a neighborhood near you. That's the sad part. It's coming. And if you guys are getting complacent and just say, well, it can happen. Can't happen in my country. Can't happen in my state or my city. Wait a minute. Look no further than New York. New York City, that is. After a lot of threats for our public workers and first responders, ambulance systems, doctors, nurses, hospital workers, and then your public officials, and all the way down to just the clerks and everything who work for the city government. These people were forced. Well, they had a choice. They could walk off the job. But Mayor de Blasio made an edict, like he's a king, to say they all have to be vaccinated. Now, to everyone's surprise, and I was so happy to see this, many of those people walked off and say, you can have it. Now, the only thing, I wish they would have stayed and forced them to terminate them, force them to into firing them. Because if there's any type of justice down the road, and it might not be any justice, this just might be a one-way ticket, one-way track. But let's just say if there's any pause in this demonic highway, and if let's just say that if there's any if they see their case, if their case ever see the light of day, they may have just reason for compensation if they let the company fire them. But also I understand if people just had enough and just throw up their hands and say, I've had it, I'm out of here. Just me personally, I would have chosen, if I was in that situation, no, you have to terminate me. But they were very surprised that people were making a stand. People were making a stand and say, you know what, you could have this nursing job. I'm sure New York City nurses, at least the ones with years of experience, I'm almost sure they're making upwards of six figures, over $100,000. I mean, of course, that's not a lot of money in New York City, but I mean, it's a good salary. And look at the city workers, the government workers, many of them, the teachers, many of them saying, you guys can take a hike. I'm out of here. So what do they do now? So they're left scrambling. And they're talking about calling in the National Guard to either teach classes or try to do some nursing functions. I mean, the hospital care is already bad enough. Now, it's going to sink to the bottom. I really feel for people who have to go to these hospitals, especially in those areas, these blue states. And I'm not a Democrat or Republican. And neither is Elder. And Elder, we're about to bring you up. But let's face it, some of these blue states, I wouldn't want to be caught, I don't want to say dead, but it would have to be a matter of life and death before I let my loved ones will me into one of those, or before I even consider willing my loved ones into one of those. Because if you're barely hanging on, when you get there, you could almost know that their agenda is to finish you off. So it's a very sad time we're in, and it's only going to get worse. It's going to get darker. So that's the recap we wanted to make for the show. Of course, we would have loved to have done the whole show they want us all, but try to go back and listen to the first 35 to 40 minutes of the show a couple of weeks ago entitled They Want Us All. Even the babies. Okay, as for tonight's title, Message to the Vaccinated, and I got to whisper in the ear and say, hey, you've been saying message to the unvaccinated. I hope I haven't, but if I have, I apologize. Correction, this is not a message to the unvaccinated. This is a message to the vaccinated, okay? So a message to the vaccinated, that message is repent. The door of the ark is closing. The door of the ark is closing. Now, we have quite a bit to say on this. What is this all about? What is this really all about, message to the vaccinated? Are you saying they're all evil? No. Yah is the judge. We're not declaring anyone evil, anyone righteous. Bible says, you know, let a man examine himself to see whether he's in the faith. But we do have some scripture. This is going to be a scripture-driven discussion tonight. And if you search your heart honestly, you're going to see where you stand. We're talking about the vaccinated. We're going to see where you stand. Now, before I bring Elder up, just want to say, we don't know if some of those, because the door of the ark is closing. So what is the ark? You know, you got to go back to Genesis. And you know, when Noah was building that ark, he was getting mocked. He was getting harassed. People were saying, what are you doing? I'm sure they thought like he's trying to separate from society. These people didn't want to separate from society. They wanted their full degree of the flesh. The Bible said the hearts of men were just weakened continually. Go back and read the first six chapters of Genesis, especially chapter 6. The Nephilims pretty much were in total control of things, just like they are today. Okay, that's another lesson. But the Nephilim were in full control. So what do you mean by full control? Who's in full control today? I mean, if you take away the not including the shadow government, the Rothschilds and Coombe and Lowe and Rockefellers, all those ones really weren't running the show. Satan threw them, but we're talking about the puppets that they put up that we can see: the president, the prime ministers, the heads of state, your Congress, senators, and the like. Who they are, men and women of renown, leadership, of great authority. See, these are the ones that are running things. So when they say the Nephilim, and they describe them as the people of renown, what do you think they mean by it? They were the ones who were running. And I know you think all of the Nephilim look like they, had a horn coming out their head and had wings or feathers on their back and everything, just a face like a lion, a body like a... Okay, that wasn't all of them. See? These were people who were mating and continued to mate with the daughters, with the sons and daughters of men and women. So much so that the earth was overrun with them. And you should hear our message about 5-6 months ago that called the proliferation of the Nephilim. And that parts 1, 2, and 3. They had overrun the earth, and they were running things. They were controlling things. Who do you think controlling it now? It's the same. It's the Nephilim. If you don't believe it, then you're calling Yahushua's prophecy untrue. Yahushua says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days when the Son of Man returns. So shall it be in the end times. The Nephilim was overrunning the earth, and they were in control. They're in control. And their bloodline is in the earth, but it's about to overrun the earth. How's it about to overrun the earth? Through the vaccine. I'm sure a lot of you have already saw pictures of the Hydra, that creature that's inside of the vax. When it's magnified, I think 2,000 times, what the naked eye can see. Oh, these things have already been discovered. We said it in our series, the proliferation of the Nephilim. It's in the vaccine. Their DNA is about to overrun the earth. Their DNA is ruling the earth through these devils, these leaders. But their DNA is about to overrun the earth as far as the population. That's why they want everybody to take that jab, not even sparing the babies. From 6 months to 100 years old, they're not sparing anyone. So we don't know if some of those in Noah's time who were left outside of the ark, because once that rain starts coming, you have people bamming on the ark, knocking on a door. But see, Yahuwah closed that door, and that door would not open. I'm sure you probably had some who had listened to some of Noah's messages and who had taunted him, mocked him. You probably had some that said, hey, I repent. Let me in. I repent. I confess my sins. I want to turn to the Most High. You probably had some who actually sincerely wanted to repent. We don't know. Okay? Some of those who were left outside of the ark, who knows? They could have gave their hearts to the Most High. We don't know. But one thing we do know, they all were destroyed, at least physically, whether they had repented of their sins or not. They all were destroyed. See, because there's a window of opportunity. And Yah, in his mercy, Christianity like to use the word grace. Call it what you want. In his mercy, in his long suffering, he extends and re-extends mercy, long suffering towards us. But like it says in Genesis, the men's hearts, imagination of men's hearts were only evil continually. So it's a lot of people like they're from Missouri. They have to see it. They have to see the destruction. It has to come to the, it has to come to their doorstep before they think about, before they even consider repenting. And I'm sure there was a lot of what they call jailhouse religion, jailhouse conversion, during the early stages of that flood called the deluge, when the foundations of the deep were broken up in the earth. And the floodwaters came and people realized, fine, this is serious. Oh, it probably was a lot of crying out to the Most High. And sitting here tonight, I can't say that some of them people weren't serious. Some of them may have gave their hearts to the Most High. We don't know. One of the thieves on the cross supposedly had a sincere repentance. We don't know. But one thing we do know, they were all destroyed. Those who were physically, those who were not on that ark. Why? Because they missed their window of opportunity. That's the way it will be for this generation. See, Yahushua's prophecy is coming true, as it was in the days of Noah. That's the way it's going to be for this generation. For those who hardened their hearts and refused to humble themselves and repent of their errors. And yes, we're just going to get plain. Those of you who took the vax, and know that I promise this is, you did error. You did error. Oh, yes, you did. Not biting my tongue. Where is that in the Bible? You error. All we heard on the mainstream media, I trust the science. I trust the science. Whether it was these fake journalists, you know, your MSNBC, CNN, Fox, we trust the science. Stop all the conspiracy theories. Whether it was our government officials, the elected officials, trust the science. The vaccine is safe. Trust the science. Get the jab. And even our clergy, fake demonic pastors and leaders of these demonic churches. The Bible is there, but the Bible wants us to trust the science. That's all you hear. We trust science, trust science, trust science. I didn't hardly hear anyone saying we're putting our trust in the Most High. We're trusting the creator of heaven and earth. You know, I know they call him God. We're trusting Yahuwah. We're trusting in his word. Didn't hear hardly any of that. Seen a lot of church goers, some close to our region. We have our local news. Church women went to get vaccinated, sing in a choir, never made it to another choir rehearsal. They trust the science. Some of them didn't even want to do it. Their hearts were against it. See, Yah speaks to our conscience. A lot of you, the Most High, had spoken to your conscience, and you know this was something you should not trust. But you know what? Scripture says in the book of Luke, men's hearts will fail them in the last day because of fear. And you sat there, and you let that witchcraft, that propaganda, time after time, just beat you to death. 24/7, you heard the same message. It's safe. This is the best thing. This is the safest way you can go. Trust the science. Trust the science. It never said trust the Most High. And all you religious people, whether you go to church or whether you go to your Israelite mosque, your Islamic mosque are, and yes, even Hebrew Israelites, whether you go to your camps or, you know, have your Shabbat gathering, a lot of you, well, far too many of you, didn't trust the Most High in this matter. But you did trust the God of this world, HaShaitan, his messengers, his ministers. You listened to his ministers. You believed their report. Scripture says, who has believed our report? Who has believed the Most High's report? But you believed his report. You overrode your conscience that he was speaking to in that still small voice. You knew it was something. That's why most of you, especially the so-called black people, you knew it was something wrong. You knew this is something that you should not partake in. This is not our show. This is not for us. But you let fear. He says men's hearts will fail them because of fear. Let fear fail you. And you believe, you put your faith, you wavered, you pivoted, and put your faith in man instead of the Most High. Wicked, evil man. And you tried to justify it. Well, you know, I trust the science. I want to live. I don't want to die. Well, a lot of you died anyway. And unfortunately, a lot of you died much quicker than you would have died if you hadn't have taken it. That's why Yahushua says, when the Son of Man returns, shall he find faith on the earth? He's probably looking down and not seeing much faith on the earth. That's why it's just going to be a remnant. It's going to be a remnant. So we're going to get more into that. It's going to be scripture driven. Mike can't complete it tonight, but we're going to do what we can. But I want to bring Elder up. We're on two different channels, so I hope this is successful. We're going to bring Elder Yael up. And Elder, I apologize for that extended monologue. But we're ready for you to come on up and bless us and say what you have to say on this issue. So come on up, Elder Yael. Let's see, Elder, you could either, let's see, go by phone, or you could go by your system interface. Either way is okay. Okay, just bear with us, family, because we definitely want to hear from our elder. Just give us a moment. Going to work this out. Hallelujah.
Go ahead. Talk to me.
All right. Shalom, Elder. Now, can you people on the radio now hear what I am trying to express so that we can make sure that you are able to hear the broadcasting line that we are bringing through the radio? Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Elder. We hear you now. You're on.
Okay. That's good. Okay. That's what I was wondering, if you heard me, Elder. I know.
Oh, yeah. We hear you loud and
like
clear.
Music. Okay. Good. All right. Okay. Now, I'm speaking through the radio program, live, broadcasting live, and it seems like you all are picking it up.
Yes, we are.
Okay, that's good. Hallelujah. But anyway, like I said, we have so much going. We got quite a few people. A lot of people listening. And I do realize that a lot of people are missing this program. And that's what I'm hoping, that they don't miss it. I want you to listen to the broadcasting that has been broadcast through the news here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. So we got a lot of messages coming on. First, let's see. If we take a look at Revelation 4. Yeah, and there are plenty messages that has come through the radio station, and it's not coming through. As I look at my broadcast system, I don't see many people being taken out by the broadcast. I see too many of them just being taken out by the regular broadcast. So if that's what's going on with you, if that's where you're at, you're being taken over by the radio, then just go ahead and pretend that you do hear this program, because I don't want to make it seem like we're missing out live prayer message without us understanding what's going on here. Because if we get a live broadcast going, then we okay. Okay? Now, let's go on up here. Let me go to Revelation. Let's start here at verse 4. Okay? All right. It goes on. And it starts with the broadcast here for a second. and around the throne where 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 20 elders sitting dressed in white robe, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. Okay? I hope you see that, elders. Okay?
Yes.
It goes on the screen. Okay. He said, and out of the throne, lightnings and thunders and voices and seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne and before the throne, before the throne, which the seven spirits of Yahuwah was also burning. And before the throne, there was a tin of glass like crystal, and the midst of the throne and thrones and the thrones were full of living creatures with eyes in front of their back. Okay? And it goes on to read, and the first living creatures was like a lion, and the second living creature like a calf, and the third living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth living creature there was living like a flying eagle. Have mercy. And as we continue on, it says, and the four living creatures, each having six wings, were covered with eyes around and within. They did not cease, nor day nor night, having set apart, let's see, yeah, Yahuwah sandal, who was and who is and who is coming, and when he creature giving esteem and respect thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. It says that 24 elders fell down before him who sits on the throne and bow before him who lives forever and forever. They had cast their throne before the throne, saying, who are worthy, O Yahuwah, to receive esteem and respect and power. For you have created all, and because of your desire, they are and were created. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me continue on down the line here. It says, and I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, having been sealed with seven seals. Hallelujah. And I saw a throne messenger proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and to loosen its seals. No one in the heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. Have mercy, have mercy. And I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and to read the scroll or to look at it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. And one of the elders said to me, do not sleep. See the lion of the tribes of Yehuda, the riot of David, overcome to the scroll and to loosen his seal. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And I looked and saw in the midst of the thrones of the four living creatures and in the midst of the elders a lamb standing as having four living seven horns and seven eyes, which are the spirit of Yahuwah, went out into all of the earth. Okay. And he saw, looked, the scroll out of the right hand of him sitting on the throne. And when he looked, the scroll, the four living creatures, and the 24 elders fell down before him, the lamb holding a sharp golden bowl lifted with incredible and which are the prayers of the set apart ones.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seal because you were slain and have redeemed us to us out of Yahuwah by your blood. Out of every tribe, tongue, and nation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. And as we continue on to read here in Isaiah chapter 10. Oh, that's one. Yeah, I'm calling the wrong chapter here. This message is coming from Revelation, and we talk about Revelation about the eighth chapter. Yeah, here we go. Okay, so. We'll continue on reading here. And made us sovereign priests to our Lord, and we shall reign upon the earth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And look, And I heard the voice of many messengers around the thrones and the living creatures, the elders, and the number of them was myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb, having been slain, to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and respect and esteem and blessing. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Another little bit more on of this passage here, because it's very important. It says, and every creature which is in the heaven and on the earth and under the earth, such as are in the sea, and all the are in them, I heard saying to him sitting on the throne, to the Lamb, to the said blessing and the respect, the esteem and the midst forever and ever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A little bit more here. He says, and the four living creatures said, Amen. And 24 elders fell down and bowed before him who lives forever and ever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we listen to this, to what the word is saying. It's a powerful message here. Let me go ahead and read a little bit more of it. for the sake. That's important. That's very important.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Absolutely.
Anytime we got a message like this, it's worth looking at, bringing on up before the congregation, because this is good. All right, let me go ahead on and read a little bit more of this. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures saying, like a sound of thunder, come and see. Okay. And I looked, and I saw a white horse, and he who sat on it, holding a bow and a crown, was given to him, and he went out overcoming, and he overcome. And when I saw, when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, come and see. And another horse, fierce red, went out, and it was given to him, to the one who was set on. To it, take peace from the earth. And the second should slay one another, and a great sword was given to him. Hallelujah. And when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living say, come and see. And I looked and saw black horse, and he who sat on it holding a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the loving, the four living creatures, having measure of wheat for a denarius and three measures barley for a denarius, and who not the oil and the wine. And when he opened the fourth seed or fourth seal, I heard the throne voice of the four living creatures saying, come and see. Okay. And I looked and saw a green horse, and he who sat on it had the name Death.
Great horse.
And she followed him with an authority who was given to him over four of the four to kill with sword and with finger and with death by the hell of the earth. And yeah. And when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the slaughter place, the being of the those who were slain for the word of Yahuwah, for he witnessed which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Master, set apart and true until your judge and avenge and blood and those who dwell on the earth? And there was given to each one a white robe, and they were held that they would rest to a little while longer until they number of their fellow servants and their brothers who were be killed as they were was completed. And look, when I opened the mouth to seal and saw a great earth came to be, the sun became black as sackcloth of their hair, and the moon became as blood, as the stars of the heaven fell to the earth, as a big tree drops its unripe fruits, being shut by a throne within. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see what's going on with these. Yeah, with these animals. Let me read on to a little bit more of this. Yeah, we're going to go just a little bit. Just a little bit longer.
Hallelujah.
And heaven departed like a scroll being held up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. And the sovereign of the earth and the great one and the rich ones and the commanders and the mighty and every slave and every three one had themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountain. And said to the mountain and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him which on the throne and the wrath of the Lamb, because the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? Have mercy. Yeah, we see the power of Yahuwah. You have to really respect what he is saying here. All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's a couple other things. Let me move a little bit further. I know. Yeah, let me just do. Okay. Just a little more. Because the great day of his wrath has become, and who is able to stand? Have mercy, have mercy. And after this, let me just read a little bit further. After this, I saw a messenger standing at the four corners of the earth, and the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on the tree. Hammers. And I saw another messenger coming up from the rising of the sun, and the seal of the sea of Yahuwah, and he cried with a loud voice to the four messengers who it was given to him, the earth and the sea. Okay. Let's say it here. The same who do harm the earth, for the sea nor the trees until the heaven seed the servants of our Lord upon their foreheads. Have mercy. Okay, man. Now, as I look at this, that's one. I want to just take it just a tad bit further there, because it seems to have a message that important. Okay. I just want to look at this real quick. In Revelation 7th chapter. I want to move just a little further. See, and there, after this, I saw four messengers standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, and the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on the tree. Okay? Now, this I wouldn't bring back out. Yeah. All right. This is very important to me. It tells us here, when I saw another messenger coming up from the rising of the sun, holding the seal of the living Allah, and he cried with a loud voice to the four messengers to whom it was given to harm the poor and the sea, saying, do not the earth, nor the sea, nor the tree, until we have sealed the servant of our Allah until their foreheads, hammers. And I heard the voice, the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 sealed with all the tribes of the children of Israel. Hallelujah. Of the tribes of Yahuwah, 12,003 sealed. Of the tribes of Reuben, 12,000 were sealed. Of the Sea of Gad, 12,000 sealed. And the tribe of Asher, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Shimon, 12,000, and there of the tribe of Levi, 12,000, they were sealed, and of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 were sealed, and of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000, and 12,000 of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000, there were sealed up. And of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. After this, I looked and saw a great crowd which were no one was able to count on of all nations and between
and tribes.
Yeah. And tribes and people tongue standing before the throne and before the Lamb, dressed in white robes and palm branches in their hands. Hallelujah. Okay. As we continue on, okay, we're just going to move just a little bit further into this reading here, and then we're going to continue. We're going to call it, verse 10 says, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, deliverance belong to our Yahuwah, whose spirit on the throne and the Lamb, and all the messengers stood around and throne and the elders and the four living creatures and fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped Yahuwah. Hallelujah. And saying, amen, the blessing and the esteem and the wisdom and the thanksgiving and respect and power, the might out to Yahuwah forever and ever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And to the elders responded, saying to me, who are those dressed in white robes? And where did they come from? And they said to him, Master, no. And he said to me, these are those coming out to the great distress and washing their robes and their white in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. As we see, there are many who have come to redeem themselves before Yahuwah and wash their robes. And so we just want to keep continually to bring forth the ones that are being brought before Yahuwah. Hallelujah. And we're going to let them take up these last few minutes as we bring them before the congregation and let Yahuwah honor their presence and honor the throne. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise Yah. We're reading Revelations. That's our goal, our ultimate goal, is to make it. Hallelujah. Make it to that, to be arrayed in white. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. To make it for the throne of the Most High. Hallelujah. Well, to do that, we need redemption. And tonight's message is to the vaccinated. And it's not all bad. It's talking about redemption. That's the ultimate message of this. Yes, the message is repent, for the door of the ark is closing. And we went through that in back to Genesis, when we saw Genesis chapter 6. We didn't read it, we just highlighted that back in Genesis chapter 6, we know who was ruling the world at that time, at least in the flesh. That was the Nephilim. They were the men and women of renown, just like the men of renown here, your senators, presidents, heads of state, Congress. These are the people of renown now. But it's the same as Yahusha says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man return. Hallelujah. So the message, I'm going to go rapid fire here to this message to the vaccinated. The door of the ark is closing. The message is repent. We heard, we hear every day. I trust the science. I trust the science. It should add pseudo. I trust the pseudoscience. This make it up as you go type of science. Science is mixed with a whole lot of things these days. It's mixed with ideology. It's mixed with politics. Mixed with a little make-believe, fairy tale, fuzzy math. I mean, science is just a gumbo soup these days. They should call it, they should say, I trust the goulash. That we just throw everything in the kitchen sink together, put it in a pot, and slowly bring it to a boil. That's what they're calling science. Okay, you trust the science. You trust the science. Did you trust them back in the days, these so-called founding fathers, written in the Constitution, that the Israelites, a.k.a. the so-called black man and woman, were not fully human, with three-fifths of a human, that's in their document. This wasn't a Mother Goose fairy tale. This is in prestigious document, the highest document of the land, the Constitution. Black man and woman is three-fifths of a human being. You trust that as science. That's their science. Everybody talks about the Tuskegee Institutes. They have done so many unethical medical, so-called medical treatments on the descendants of slaves, black men and women, the Israelites, throughout their time, their sojourn in this country, the United States, that we would be here for hours if we tried to detail them all. The Tuskegee is just one of the popular ones. But all you hear is, I trust the science, I trust the science. But nobody is saying, that's man's report. You trust the pseudoscience. But Yahuwah said in Isaiah 5, who have believed our report? And to whom is the arm of Yahuwah being revealed? Who believes the Most High's report? Proverbs 3 and 5 says, trust in Yahuwah trust in his word with all thine heart. Well, you added that trust in his word. Well, what did John? John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with the Most High, and the Word was the Most High. Okay, so there's some synonymous. So when you go back to Proverbs 3 and 5, you can say, trust in the Most High. Trust in the Most High, Yahuwah, with all thine heart. Trust in his word with all thine heart. And lean not into your own understanding. Don't lean to your own intellect, your own reasoning capacity, your own rationale. No. Trust in his word. Trust the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
How come you don't hear anybody on CNN, MSNBC, Fox saying, I trust the Most High. I trust his report. Now, you who have been vaccinated, we was talking about for conscience sake earlier, you know, if you have any inkling, if you have any consciousness, any, what you could say, discernment of the Most High Spirit dwelling in you, you cannot tell a fellow believer that the Most High led you to take this jab. No. No, no, no. You're not fooling the believers. We're not talking about your demonic pastor, your Mason pastor. But we're talking about the Spirit of the Most High, the Creator of heaven and earth. You cannot say he led you to take this, because there's too many testimonies against that. There's too many believing testimonies, believers, fellow believers, who says just the opposite, and yours truly is one of them, Elder another. But admit it, 24/7, the demonic propaganda campaign, 24/7, 365, that was air day in and day out, that got to you. So your faith was tested. You might try to say, oh, well, I lined it all up and I studied it. Did you study the Most High? Do you fall in that category at where it says in the last days, men's hearts will fail them for fear? Did fear grip your heart? Romans 3 and 4. You trust these devils. When the scripture says, Romans 3 and 4, it says, let your Yahuwah be true. Let his word be true. But every man a liar. Every man a liar. But it said, let your Yahuwah's word be true. It also says in Jeremiah 17 and 5, you're talking about you trust the science. You trust this wicked man's science. Jeremiah 17 and 5 says, cursed be the man that trusted in man, put his trust in man, and make flesh his arm. See, whose heart, men's hearts will fail them because of fear, whose heart departed. Your heart failed you, it departed. Whose heart departed from your Yahuwah? Whose heart departed from trusting in the Most High? Whose heart departed from trusting in the Most High? Proverbs 3 and 5, when it says, trust in the Most High, Yahuwah, with all thine heart. Trust in his word with all thine heart. So, Revelations 2 and 29 says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Ruach, Hakodesh, saith unto the set apart assemblies. You got to have a spiritual ear to say this, because that's one thing with the so-called vaccinated people. Your pride has been lifted up. Your pride has been puffed up. Since you succumbed to it, you've taken a jab, you're looking down at those who have it. And you're basically saying, we're in your way. In your way for what? You want to get back to the way things were. You want to keep that job. You want to go back to the nightclub. You want to go back to the ball game or whatever. You want to get back to the things of the world. Because that's what I'm hearing from the vaccinated. They want to get back to normal. Well, the normal of this world was wicked. Why would you want to get back to normal? That's why the Bible says, let a man examine himself to see whether he is truly in the faith. Now, we know we're at the top of the hour, so we can't go through these scriptures. But if Yah willing, at least the first part, Yah willing, that we have next week's show, we're going to go through these scriptures. We're going to go through it quick. We may go to another topic, but we're going to finish this one out. Like I said, if Yah willing, pray for us, because this is a message, and it's not only a message of warning to the vaccinated, but it's a message of redemption if you're humble. If you're humble. In the meantime, examine yourself, as our dearly beloved Shaul says, to see whether you are in right standing, to see if you're truly in the faith. Where do your trust really lie? Do it lie with the Faucis? Do it lie with your pastor who sold you out, encouraged you to get the vax? Do it lie with the so-called political experts, the ones you see on the mainstream news media, your newscasters, your Don Lemons and all these other? Do it lie with them, the unrighteous? The Bible says in Psalms 1, we don't supposed to take the unrighteous counsel. Blessed is the man, yeah, walketh not in the ways of the unrighteous, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. We don't supposed to take their advice. But like we said, we're going to, Yah willing, we're going to revisit this next week. We thank you for joining us. Hallelujah. Elder, for Elder Yahya and myself, we pray that Yah keeps you in the center of his will. He keeps you in your home protected. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And with that said, we're going to say shalom for tonight, shalom for this program. Please join us again. We would love you to get the ending, the completion of this message here. Whether you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, you both need to hear this message. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shalom, family. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom.
You're not getting any younger. Feel like life is full of you wonder. You said things to your mother you regret today. Can't get it off your mind. Sometimes you just break down crying. Don't care where, when, or why. You just feel that way. Life is getting colder and colder. Feel like the world's on your shoulders. You don't know where you're gonna rest your head today.
We can feel you, we'll feel you up again.
We can cleanse your life.
Making it big, didn't go quite as planned. Built my house with sinking sand, and it all was washed away. Where do I go from here? Understanding is not quite clear. I just need to hear a word of hope today.
Can't search this whole wide world. Looking for what's right there all the time. You can't run nowhere, there's nowhere you can hide. When you humble down, he'll renew you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good night, and shalom, family.
All right, all right. Hallelujah.